From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
In the world of music, if you put your ear to the ground, you'll hear rumbles and murmurs of artists who are going to be the next big thing. Stars that are not on heavy rotation right now, but who have everyone in the know whispering. One of those artists is Mexican singer-songwriter Ceci Bastida. Right now, we're listening to her song Empieza a Amanecer, or The Sun Starts to Rise.
Ceci started gaining notoriety at age 15, a very young age 15, as a member of the very feisty, political, radical, and fun-loving band Tijuana No, where she shared the stage with another major name, Julieta Venegas. When Tijuana No dissolved, she spent almost a decade playing keyboards in Julieta Venegas' band, and finally, she came out this year with her debut album called Veo la Marea, or I See the Tide.
Once in a while, here on Alt Latino, we bring in a guest DJ, and today we've got Ceci Bastida herself. Ceci, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Ceci, you started really young, and you were 15 when you joined Tijuana No, and I was wondering, what is the first music you heard that made you really excited about being a musician?
Well, the first thing that I heard that made me excited to be a musician, it was actually my mother playing piano. I think her playing the piano the way she did it just kind of blew me away. I don't think I was aware if she was good or not. I think she was really good, but to me she was amazing. And after that, I just, you know, I had a neighbor that had, you know, all these records, and she kind of let me stuff from Bob Marley and The Clash and a lot of 80s stuff as well, like new wavy things. So I think that was very, very important for me to all of a sudden discover all this music that I could identify with that previously I wasn't able to, because my older sister, her music tastes were so different and I couldn't really connect. When I actually started hanging out with this friend of mine, I discovered this whole new world and just really excited me.
And where did you grow up? Where did this happen?
This all happened in Tijuana.
And that's interesting about The Clash, because one of the most popular songs that you did with Tijuana No was a remake of The Clash, Spanish Bombs.
All from the band, from Tijuana No, we were all Clash fans. We were huge, huge fans of the band. And you know, all of a sudden we started playing Spanish Bombs, kind of as a, not as a joke, but just kind of like being playful or whatever. And Fermin Muguruza, who was the producer of that second record, heard us playing that song, and he said, you should totally record this. And at first we thought he was kidding. I was just kind of blabbing out the words that I could remember. But he said, no, this makes total sense. And then when we thought about it, it did. You know, we recorded that album in the Basque Country, so it had a lot to do with our experience over there. And it just kind of all made sense at that particular moment.
I've always wanted to know how you guys in the band felt about the receptions you got in Rock and Espanol or Latin Alternative back then, because I've always thought that that band was really highly underrated. You know, not enough people knew about the stuff that you guys were doing, and I got exposed very, very early on and then watched your career, watched the band grow But I never really felt that you guys got all the recognition you guys deserved.
I think it had a lot to do with the fact that in a way we kind of auto-sabotaged ourselves a little bit. A lot of people wanted us to do things a certain way, and we were very stubborn, and we were very much trying to do things just the way we wanted to do the things. And so we didn't really give in. And I think that's very good, but it's also sometimes arguments could get a little too aggressive, you know, with like a particular promoter who was super powerful and wanted to work with us. And, you know, there are these arguments that all of a sudden would happen, and this person would be like, don't ever work with this band. You know, they're a pain. So I think it had a lot to do with our personalities. We're very strong personalities, and we kind of wanted to do things our way, and it helped. You know, I feel like in a lot of ways, a lot of people like that about us. But at the same time, it kind of helped us not really possibly move forward a little bit more. But for whatever reason, we were very happy with how things went. Yeah. And we all remember them as like a great experience. And to me, it is. It's probably one of the most important experiences of my life.
Well, you left a very cool recorded legacy, so that, you know, you have that to look to.
I just was curious, you know, you started at age 15. Were your parents okay with you touring and being in this band with these adults? How did that go down?
Well, the touring part didn't, you know, wasn't immediately. So at 15, I wasn't actually touring. I was just getting together with all of these guys and working on, you know, just writing songs and having shows around TJ in Mexicali, which was, you know, not that far. I had an aunt living in Mexicali, so it was all good. But, you know, living in Tijuana at that time, it felt a little bit like a small city, and especially the part that I grew up in, which is close to the beach. So everybody kind of knew each other. So even though these guys were much older than me, you know, my parents knew some of their parents. So there was a sense of, okay, I know these guys, and, you know, they're not just some random strangers. So that really helped a lot. And, you know, open communication between the band members, especially Luis Guareña. He was the oldest one. So for him to come to my parents and talk to them and say, you know, I'm going to take care of her and everything's going to be fine. And they kind of established a really good relationship that gave my parents a little bit of relief.
Well, I wanted to go ahead and play a cut from your new album, Veo La Marea, and it's called Have You Heard?
Handbone, handbone, have you heard? Pop's going to buy me a mockingbird. Handbone, handbone, have you heard? Pop's going to buy me a mockingbird.
So this song we're listening to right now, Have You Heard, I have a lot of questions about it. And my first question is, there's a lot of references to narcos and drugs. And, you know, everyone knows the situation in Mexico right now with the violence. But I do want to ask you, what exactly is this song about?
I wanted to write this song about, yeah, the situation in Mexico and the increasing violence. And, you know, it's kind of a response to this strategy from Felipe Calderón, which I personally do not agree with, and I think it's just created more and more violence. And I do believe that a lot of innocent people are being caught in the middle. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and just, you know, when I mention narcos, I'm not just referring to cartels, you know, I'm referring to everybody that's involved in them, which is a lot of the government and a lot of military, police, chief of police, governors of state, you know. So it's just so mixed into our political, to our government in Mexico, that it's, to me, narcos, it's all of those people, not just the cartels. The question that I ask is, why do so many people have to die because of something that we didn't want? And also, you know, in the verses I try to talk about, SFI was a person that was trying to be a part of these cartels. And growing up in TJ, I also met a lot of kids in high school that were so fascinated by these narcos, these drug dealers, and kind of wanted to be flashy and intimidating and all of that. And to me, you know, that was always a sign to kind of turn away and walk the other direction. So, you know, it's this fascination with getting more, having more, having bigger cars. And I think that also the reality of Mexico being so close to the U.S. and being such a, you know, a country that has a lot of poverty, you see all of these amazing things in the U.S. and people want to get that. So it's just kind of a critique a little bit of our Mexican society and definitely of our government.
And it's interesting because it's such a like danceable tune, but you know, there's this whole deep commentary in it.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it like a very serious song. I mean, obviously the things I'm talking about are extremely serious, but I used this sample, which is like a child, like a
Ham
children's.
Bone.
Yeah, so it's like a children's song, and I wanted to sort of recreate that with different lyrics and kind of make it playful. It wasn't about making the subject lighter. I just kind of wanted the music to be upbeat.
You know, it's also a curious cross-cultural experience, too, when you bring in Bo Diddley into the subject matter and
right.
the style that you're talking about, which I guess happens often down there on the border area.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to definitely play with all of those elements. And, it, you know, I got this beat from Diplo, and I thought it was such an amazing beat. And all of a sudden, I found the sample, and I felt like it fit perfectly. And at the same time, I was, you know, writing these lyrics for this possible future, you know, song. And it just kind of all seemed to fit in a little bit.
Yeah, well, and I want to ask you, since we're on the topic of Mexico, I have one more question, which is, you know, Tijuana, there's a lot of associations with the city of Tijuana, and a lot of it has to do with border violence and, you know, problematic associations. But I don't think, you know, I think some people might not know what a rich musical scene Tijuana has. And I was wondering if, you know, for people who don't know, how would you describe that scene?
I haven't been living in Tijuana for the past almost 10 years, but I do go visit often. I have family there and friends. But I know that it's always been a very active city, and it's filled with great musicians and great writers and photographers. And, you know, that community, the artistic community, has always been very present. One of the things that I always try to mention to people, that when I mention Tijuana, they're like, oh, my God, that's insane. I'm not ever going to go there, is that, you know, it's a city that's very much alive. It's not, I don't think it's been taken over. I think people go on with their lives, and that's amazing to me. And, you know, seeing these artists doing their thing, it just gives people hope that things can get better. Every time I go there, I realize it again, the city is still moving forward, and hopefully things will change, and, you know, and people will get to see all of these wonderful things about Tijuana, and not just think about it as a city where there's just violence and drugs and Revolution Avenue.
Well, we also asked you to come on the show and guest DJ, and you came up with a list of songs that you wanted to suggest to listeners. So what do you want to start with?
I think I want to start with Rita Indiana y Los Misterios.
So this is Rita Indiana's Tapaloto, which means there's enough for both of us.
I think she's one of the most interesting artists out there right now.
Definitely.
And it's very unique. I think they're doing something very, very fresh and interesting. And I think she's also an amazing artist because she's also a writer, you know, and musician. She does a lot of stuff. So I was very excited to listen to it. And once I did, I really, really fell in love with it. I think it's so fresh and interesting and cool.
Yeah, I think she's like one of the most exciting and creative artists out there right now. And whenever I read about her, genre-wise, like it's really hard to peg her. Like people call her Merengue Alternativo or Latin America's version of Animal Collective, or, you know, she really combines like dance, folk, pop, rock, mambo, Afro-Cuban, and most importantly, really fast merengue, merengue,
yeah.
merengue.
I just think that that's a great thing, you know, where she doesn't seem to be limiting herself to a particular sound, and nobody can really say what it is. And I think that's the most exciting thing about it, you know. People don't quite know how to categorize what she does, but, you know, I think it's just a matter of enjoying it and not really thinking too much about it.
I like to call it merengue from outer space.
That works.
You know, and kind of like your track, Have You Heard, it's very danceable, but very political, too. Like,
right.
all of her songs I've heard so far have, like, a political meaning or, you know, this song is about two siblings who are right. so poor that they don't have enough to eat, and they're saying, well, there's enough bread for both of us, but
right.
really, you know, it's a very sad song.
Yeah, it is, and I think I tend to like people that write that sort of thing. I'm always very amazed by people who can write a beautiful love song. I think I struggle with that a little bit, but when I see someone writing about social, you know, social injustice and things like that in such an eloquent way and very unique way also, I'm just very kind of in awe of them.
So what do you want to hear next?
I think Jepe would be good. Por la ventana. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Deja la ventana abierta para que pueda tirar todas las cosas que sobran que se tienen que botar. Algo de la ropa sucia. Ella no quiere lavar. Y todos los vasos viejos que si los dejo seguro se romperán. Y dices yeah. Alto yeah. Sigo yeah. Me voy y ahora me siento mejor así yeah. Alto yeah. Sigo yeah. Me voy y ahora me siento mejor.
Okay, why did you choose this one? Tell us about him.
I really liked this song. I've listened to Jepe stuff in the past, but when I heard this song, I just thought it was so catchy and simple that I really, really liked it. The beat is very, very nice and very simple and just works really great with the song. And also, I like the idea of throwing things that you don't need outside the window. And to me, I mean, I don't know exactly what he was thinking when he was writing this, obviously, but to me, it's like this idea of letting go of things that you don't need in life. And you know, and sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. And once you do them, you realize that it was actually very easy. So I like the idea of change and, you know, just kind of letting go of things that are holding you back. So between the music and the lyrics or what I, you know, how I interpret them, I just really like it.
And just for our non-Spanish speaking audience, this song is called Por la Ventana, or Through the Window. And he's basically saying, you know, let's just open the window, throw everything out, freshen things up. And
right.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that, you know, it could be in any language, really.
Yeah, you know? It's very catchy. I just really like it.
Nice arrangement.
He really kind of has one foot in the past, one foot in the present.
Yeah, he does a really good mix of the two, and I think he does it in a really good way. He seems like a smart guy.
what's your next pick?
Well, we could stay in Chile and go with Ana Tijoux, Partir de Cero.
Perfect.
Voy a partir de cero. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero. Quién sabe si el villano luego será caballero. El traje solo tapa lo que se encuentra por dentro. Dentro y afuera quemaré mis cartuchos. Sentí la pólvora quemando de mis puchos. De poco a mucho aplastar la mala racha. Si la vida me apunta, mi autoestima se agacha. Cha, 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 cha. Para partir muriendo, salir de los escombros y reírme en mi entierro. Abracé mis demonios cuando querías mi asiento. Pero el puesto está ocupado, nena, llámate mi miedo. Voy a partir mirándome por esta boca. Se rima y por esta boca se come. Mi boca come rima y ya no hay quien me la controle. Es parte del todo y de mi mejor rol. Ok, luego para partir en quinta. Mi estanque se llena solo cuando le pongo tinta. Ya no freno, solo acelero de forma distinta. Lo que te capacita es la potencia que te habita.
Empezaré del comienzo.
Voy a partir de cero.
Regresar al inicio.
Empezaré
cuestión de tiempo.
Voy a partir de cero.
Regresar al inicio.
Ana Tijoux. You know, I mean, I saw her South by Southwest last spring. I think people didn't know what to expect, and then she just killed the room. And then when we had her here for a Tiny Desk concert, same thing.
I think she's a really great rapper, and I think her flow is really amazing. And again, her lyrics are very smart, very interesting. Kind of like going back to the Rita Indiana, you know, it's just they're just very socially conscious, kind of political, and you know, not just talking about things in her country, but it can talk about the world. And I also love that she pays close attention to the indigenous people in Chile also, and mentions them and tries to talk about, you know, being proud of having this background as well. I've known her music for a while now, since she was in Maquisa, and I've met her, and she's a very sweet person, but she's also very smart and interesting, and I just think she combines everything in a very, very nice way.
Yeah, I also like that she came into rap through a very different way. You know, a lot of people come into rap through listening to American rap. She was actually the daughter of exiled Chileans during the dictatorship in France, and she was telling us that she came to rap through Algerians and Moroccans and African immigrants living in France, who she identified with as an outsider. And you know, I think that's really an interesting commentary about, you don't always hear about rap from, you know, the U.S. She actually heard it from, you know, African immigrants in France.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
And it also speaks to just how wide of a worldwide phenomenon that rap and hip-hop have become.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in Europe, it's obviously very present, and I can understand how she could relate to these immigrants over there. I think she does an amazing job.
From Chile to where next? Where are we going next?
From Chile to Spain with La Bien Querida, Corpus Christi.
Los aeronautas hablan de la eflorescencia del aire en invierno y los astrofísicos del sol. Y las estrellas en el universo. Y yo, que hace casi 4 días que no te veo, te echo de menos. Y yo, que hace casi 4 días que no te veo.
So many great musical ideas out there.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that intro. It's so like a attack, like an army coming up a hill. And then she comes in with
really
that.
Soft, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the army of flower power people. You know what I mean? Like really mellow, laid back people. Why'd you pick this one?
I started to really like it. It took me a while to get into her music, to be honest with you. I didn't quite understand what the whole appeal was. And then I listened to the record a few times and I started really liking it. And I think she writes really beautiful pop songs. And you know, every time I listen to this song also, it just kind of stays with me throughout the whole day. So I just keep singing the chorus over and over. And there's something really, really soothing about the way she sings and this song in particular. And you know, it's a really short song. It's like 2 minutes and 40 something. And you kind of just want to play it again and again. So I realized that it was really great. So it took me a little bit, but now I love it.
Which song do you want to do next?
We can do El Guincho featuring Julieta Venegas, Mientes.
Perfect. El Guincho, whose real name is Pablo Díaz Reyza, and he was born in the Canary Islands, and he lived in Paris for a while. Now he's in Spain, but you can really feel that like tropical, stuff he's got. And I thought this combo with Julieta Venegas was really interesting because it's just two musical styles that I would never have imagined would work together.
You know, I first heard of El Guincho through her, actually. She's a huge music lover, and she listens to all kinds of music. And when she told me she was working on a track with him, I thought, oh my God, that's so amazing. And as soon as I listened to this song, I fell in love with it. There's a very unique way that he does music, and it's very identifiable. And I love that about him. But also Julieta's way of singing and the way they mixed her vocals here, I think. It's very kind of emotional and raw, and I really liked it. I think it's a very powerful song.
Kind of sounds like an old bolero, but with like a very new tropical
twist. Yeah, I mean,
this
was part of this EP where he just took like songs from South America and redid them. So it just turned out, I thought it turned out really great. I love the combination between the two vocals.
Thank you.
Well, Ceci, I want to, first of all, I want to tell listeners that your the complete list of songs that you recommended is going to be on our website. That's npr.org/altlatino. And I also want to go off on a song of yours that you did with Mexican rapper Niña Dios called Empieza a Amanecer.
No piensas más volver, aquí estaré, no me iré. Ahora empieza a amanecer, ya lo ves, estoy muy bien. Yo, oh, 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 oh.
Ceci, this song features up-and-coming Mexican rapper Niña Dios, and I'm wondering, how did you decide to invite her to participate in this track?
It was actually kind of an accident. We just met through MySpace back then when I was working on that track, and we commented on each other's music, oh, that's good, or whatever. And I was working on this track, and I felt like it needed a little bit of something, and I thought it was a good idea to ask her if she wanted to try out, you know, adding something to the song, and she wanted to. She sent me the, you know, her vocals, and I listened to them, and I thought they worked perfectly. The lyrics were great, and her flow on the track is amazing, and it just kind of made it all make sense altogether finally. So it was at the moment, but it was great.
No sé si probar mi suerte o simplemente dejar que el viento me lleve como en una nube. Central de autobuses con destino a la gran urbe. Estoy a punto de cambiar mi destino. Una moneda al aire y mi vida da un giro. ¿Será que habrá que darle tiempo al tiempo? ¿Será que habrá que darle tiempo al tiempo? Ando buscando algo que aquí no lo encuentro. Solo alguien como yo con este mismo sentimiento podría entenderlo. Tú no puedes verlo, quieres detenerlo, quieres comprenderlo. Hey, debes de saber que no me. No matter where I go, en ti pensaré. Y en mi familia y la ciudad que dejé. Esas son cosas que jamás olvidaré.
Yo te pido, por favor, que te quedes, es mejor. Yo conozco cómo es allá. No te creas que la vida es mejor. Te pido, por favor, que te quedes, es mejor. Yo conozco, oh, oh, oh.
So we're gonna go off on Ceci Bastida's Empieza a Amanecer featuring Niña Dios. And once again, Ceci, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And this has been Alt Latino.
No matter where I go, en ti pensaré.